Where do celebrities post job openings?
LinkedIn. Is there like a Craigslist famous and rich people?
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. I mean, it can't just be Craigslist. It would have to be some sort of fancy version of Craigslist where it's like Kristoff's List. Mm-hmm. Or maybe celebrities just post some of those flyers with the tear-off sheets outside of Prada stores.
No!
That actually makes sense to me.
Well, apparently there is a place that the stars go when they need to hire some help. I don't know specifically what website it is, but one of the job listings is going viral this morning.
Oh, God, I want to go to this website just because I want to get out of here.
Well, the anonymous ad was posted online looking to hire a part-time personal assistant for a, quote, well-known celebrity/influencer.
Okay. Mm.
They say they have over 10 million social media followers.
Oh, dang.
So it's
they're
like
big.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Sounds like a pretty legit opportunity.
And sounds like a big job. I mean, if you're going to be the social media person for them.
Yeah.
And then the ad starts listing the expectations for that position.
Okay.
It says, you will work 8-hour days on the celebrity's property, but must also be on call 24/7, ready to step in at a moment's notice.
I mean, isn't that pretty common, though, for a personal assistant to a celebrity?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's also common for, like, firefighters and, like, real people.
But this is
listen, a bad hair day is just as bad as a house burning down, okay? If it's 3 in the morning and the light is good and my skin looks fantastic and there is no one to take a picture of me, that is a tragedy.
You're right. I mean, with 10 million subscribers,
yeah,
maybe you're right.
But remember, this is a part-time position. It's not a full-time position.
What?
So
you're
8 hours at
paid?
Their property and then 24 hours on call.
Dang, that's way too much.
Yeah.
And move all emotion. Be the bad guy. And handle, quote, hundreds of small tasks at once without complaint.
What does that even mean?
Only hundreds of things at once? Yeah. That sounds easy. So what are some of the specific day-to-day tasks you're going to be expected to do as their part-time personal assistant? They list off some of the things here.
Okay.
One is you will wake up the influencer every morning with their favorite coffee.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Hold
up.
I assume you have to sing them a sweet tune to rise them out of their bed.
And then do they drink the coffee and then spit it out like, no, this is not my favorite?
Yeah.
Like, how do they tell the difference?
That's like, you're supposed to cuddle them as well?
I'm sure that's part of it. Another thing that they say is you're supposed to plan and manage all of their daily calendar activities.
Okay, that actually sounds like a personal assistant task.
Yeah. There you go.
Coffee in bed, not so much.
Now this is sounding more normal. Third, cook meals for them and clean their home.
That's what a chef is for at housekeeping.
Cleaner is not for an assistant. I mean, maybe one little thing.
This is
not
a cheap-ass Instagram influencer.
It's part-time, too.
And if this person could do all of these things well, don't you think that they would have a better job than this?
Totally. And you know, if you're cooking meals for an influencer, they're so specific about what they eat.
Well, because it has to look pretty. Yeah. It's all
right.
About presentation.
Yes. Like, oh, this avocado toast is on wheat bread. I said multigrain, you idiot.
How am I supposed to take a picture of this for my 10 million followers?
I need more acai berries. Right now.
Acai.
Go to the acai store.
Acai.
This one sounds fun. Schedule, plan, and prepare all photography, filming, editing, and posting from pre-production to post-production.
Whoa.
And you'll be in charge of managing, analyzing, and reporting social media postings and performance.
Whoa.
So basically all of the posting parts.
Yeah. But again, if you can do all these things so well, you would be an influencer yourself at that point.
Unless you're not pretty enough to be an influencer yourself.
You would think that they would hire someone who's a photographer or an editor to do that job, not someone for a personal assistant that's part-time.
Well, the personal assistant needs to find the editor and the photographers for them, because as an influencer, my job is to look gorgeous, okay? Your job is to figure it out how to capture it. But they do say if you want to apply, you need to have your own car and be ready to drive the celebrity wherever they need to go. You will also be responsible for packing and unpacking their bags whenever they need to travel, which can be up to 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh, my God.
Remember, this is a part-time position.
Wow. Yeah. I want Jose to get this job just so that he can use his car to go pick up a celebrity. Don't mind the water bottles on the floor. Yeah, those are wrappers. Yeah. Push those to the side.
No, that's literally
there's still half a fish fillet in there. Don't throw that one out. I'll eat that later. And this next point comes up several times throughout the job listing. It says, being able to compartmentalize emotions and remain quiet at all times is an absolute must.
Oh, that's terrible.
Literally just saying, do not complain ever.
Like, don't talk to me.
How
are you supposed to do all these things without talking to the person?
The right person will know how. Right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really? Your Aunt Liz died today? Boo freaking who? Yeah. Yeah. I have to post a boomerang of myself drinking a nice tea by my infinity pool at sunset.
Yeah. It's amazing that this partner doesn't have someone, you know, romantic in their life to bring them coffee in bed. I mean, they don't seem like high maintenance people at all.
Such a catch.
Yeah.
But for all the stress and responsibility, the compensation must be pretty good, right?
It's gotta be like six figures or close
at
to
least.
It.
At least.
I mean,
it says you will be paid $25 an hour.
Shut up.
An hour?
Hey, that
comes out to $48,000 a year.
But I bet you'll get some of that complimentary detox tea that they're gonna be promoting in a couple weeks.
Yeah, don't forget those perks.
Yeah.
And it says you'll be given, quote, minimum days off.
Oh, wow.
Dude.
So you do get days off.
You do get
a few.
There
you go.
Special ones. It's Christmas. Unwrap all these presents right now. Tell me what I got.
Yeah, this advertisement was discovered online and reposted by a blogger that quickly went viral, getting tons of comments.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people want to. Social media coordinator Alexis, you would love to be this personal
assistant. I need to know
who it is. Yeah. Like,
I need to She's like, you guys, that pays better than what you're paying me here. So...
One person said, quote, this mentions being without emotion like five times, which cannot be a good sign.
No.
No word on if they've filled the role yet, but text into 78592. Hossein does need an assistant to help him build his online following.
Oh, dude, please. I have so many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for you to make.
Text in if you're interested. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.